Iran vows humiliation, disgrace, permanent and certain regret for a crushed U.S. after Trump address. By Simon Kent on April 2, 2026. Iran unleashed a torrent of spittle-flecked threats and invective against the U.S. in the wake of President Donald Trump's primetime White House address on Wednesday night. Trump said the U.S. was very close to achieving its objectives but warned attacks would intensify if Iran's totalitarian Islamic regime did not sit down and reach a negotiated settlement, as its navy and air force lies in tatters as the former Middle East bully has been reduced to irrelevance, as Breitbart News reported. Hours before Trump gave his address, he shared in a post on Truth Social the Iranian government had asked the United States of America for a ceasefire. "We will consider when Hormuz Strait is open, free, and clear," Trump added. "Until then, we are blasting Iran into oblivion or, as they say, back to the Stone Ages." Iran's response was immediate denial, with Israeli air defenses pressed into action and police responding to several impact sites. As 4 people were reportedly lightly injured in the Tel Aviv area, AFP noted. The outlet went on to detail Iran's particular threats against the U.S. with no timeline given in a statement released post-address. The Iranian Military Command Center Qatam al-Anbiya put out a statement carried on state TV warning the U.S. and Israel to expect more crushing, broader, and more destructive actions. "With trust in Almighty God, this war will continue until your humiliation, disgrace, permanent and certain regret, and surrender," said the statement. Tehran has long dismissed Washington's ceasefire overtures, describing the latest U.S. efforts to end the conflict as maximalist and irrational. Its defiant response follows a long list of threats against the U.S. going back many years that have delivered absolutely nothing but invective spiced with unsubstantiated threats. Messages have been received through intermediaries, including Pakistan, but there is no direct negotiation with the U.S., said Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Esmail Bakwa'i, quoted by the ISNA news agency on Thursday. Trump warned Iran if no agreement was struck, Washington had our eyes on key targets, including the country's electric generating plants. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.